Maybe af kein mevorach ba mum loy. If a kein is a ba mum, maybe you can't do it either. And the Gemara is kishlo nazir. We're learning out brichas kana from nazir. And by nazir is no din of a ba mum. Therefore, pshit the kein that's a ba mum is a lot of duchen. For the Gemara, though, my chos is the makshis lakula akish the chumra. Like, how do you know to learn out that a mevorachim brichas kana mazayma to nazir that even a ba mum could do with lakula? Maybe no. If you're making a hekashir of lesharis, that duchen is like doing the avoidah, go to chumra. Just like a kain that's a baal mum can't do the avoidah, can't bring a korban, maybe a kain that's a baal mum can't do duchen either. So Mara says the teretz here avada is a smachin inu. Avada this din that a kain duchenin you learn out from nazir, it's not a din diraisa. Avada is only in a smach, it's only mid rabbonin lakula. Therefore, the zimudim is only mid rabbonin. It's like dialogue shal hoisif. We're learning out mid rabbonin that a kain that shikar can't duchen, but that's all. But avada kain that's a baal mum, there's no real limit to say to go to chumra that just like a kain baal mum can't do the avoda, who would then he can't duchen? Havada we could duchen. It's only in the smachta with the rabbonin, and with the rabbonin is as far as say, if a kain is shikka drank wine, he's not allowed to duchen. But not more. Havada baal mum is allowed to duchen also. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold in the Chav Zayin. The Chav Zayin of an Aleph. There are two dots. Mishnah says, Eilu hei ma'modois, v'vishunema tzavas b'nei Yisrael. There's an ending of ma'modois that we're masakin, the Nevi'im were masakin ma'modois, because the Pasuk says by a korban tomid, tzavas b'nei Yisrael. So Gemara says, my comma, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Like Ratap Rashi says, Koboy, the Gemara asked the question, my new ma'modois, what are these ma'modois, a group of people of Yisrael that have to come, and we'll soon see what the mamadis are. Umaisi cross kovni lachemil yishar that the Gemara right away comes and brings the Mishnah brings the pasuk. So Gemara says hachik kamar elu hei mamadis. There's such a thing as a takonim of mamadis that Yisraelim should come to be. It's a big machlokes exactly what the mamadis were. The kids said there are three type of mamadis by the Yisraelim. There were a chiluk of the Yisraelim that used to be in the base of Migdash, b'shas that brought the korban atomid, like they were shliach of Klal Yisrael, like Lusud Dash and the Posik. Another chiluk of the Mamodis went out to bring food and mozoin for these people that went to Yerushalayim. And the third part of the Yisraelim we had before made a tainis, gathered together, made a tainis and davened to Hashem that Hashem should accept their kabonis. But there's such a thing of Mamodis that the Yisraelim a chiluk of Yisraelim had to do something special. And they also had a cycle of 24 weeks that they were changed over every week a certain Yisraelim did their avodah, and in 24 weeks he did it over again. So they made a takona of mamodis. Now, umatam tiktu mamodis, what's the reason why with chomim mesakin mamodis? Like we have before chov dalad mishmoris. That we understand. The kahanim have to go and do the avodah, bring the kabonis in the base of Migdish. Now, midi rice, any kohen, any time he wants, really could go into the Beis HaMikdash and do the avodah, bring the kabonis. But the rabbanu will masakin the seder to know when you have a right to come do the korban and when not, like there shouldn't be machlokesin. So they made a cycle of 24 weeks, and every week another mishpach, another chelek kakanim have a right to come and do the avodah that day and that week. Now the mishmah means 1 week, and every day of the week has its base av that these kanim work today. But there's a week they come and stand in Beis Hamikdash 1 full week, and they do the avodah that week. That's called the Chav Dalad Mishmorim of the Kanim. Now, Kenegah, the Chav Dalad Mishmorim, there's also Chav Dalad Mamodah. It's the same thing. It's divided up from Yisraelim, that they also have to come to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Gemara explains, Umatam Tiktu Mamodis, what's the reason why a chelik of the Mamodis come and stand in the Beis Hamikdash, b'shas the Kabonis, the Korban HaTomen is brought? The Fish Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael, v'yamatur aleim, es korboni lachmi lishai. When you come to bring a korban atomid in the morning or in the afternoon, it's brought from a korban tzibur. A korban tzibur means it's brought from the money that was given to the machsa shekel, and the machsa shekel came from the whole Klal Yisrael. So really, everybody is a chelik, is a shutif in the korban atomid. So really, every single person has to be the b'shas the korban atomid, which is too much. So we make a system, a shluchim, we send certain Yisraelim, they stand by the korban, they're a shliach of the whole Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes right explains the heich korbona shel adam korav who ain't oimed agabav. How could it be that you have a korban brought that you're not standing on top of it? In other words, the korban sibur is brought because of every yachid v'yachid. So how could that be if the yachid and every Yisrael is not standing there? Is therefore his kino neviim or rishonim? The Rashi says it means David and Shmuel. They were medemeret hakorna. They were mesakin eskrim v'yabor mishmoris. That first of all, there's 24 mishmaros of the Kahanim. We have a system of 24 weeks that the Kahanim, each week another set of Kahanim come in to do the Avodah. And him call mishmar a mishmar for your maimid. They also made a maimid of Yisraelim to have to be there also during these 24 weeks, a period of 24 weeks. For Yerushalayim. Now, shel Kahanim, v'shel Levim, v'shel Yisraelim. There's also a big machlokes rishonim. Pashut Gemara is saying the union of a maimid was not only to have Yisraelim, no, a chelik of the maimid was to have Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. They're all a chelik of the maimid. Some rishonim learn that no, the real maimid is only for the Yisraelim. That that you have Kahanim and Levim, that's the chelik of the mishmar. That's to do the avodas hakabonis. And Levim to sing, to do the shir, that's what you have Kanim and Levim. Yisraelim, they're only for the Maimid, like we said before, they're a shliach for the whole Klai Yisrael, that they're standing there, b'shas, they bring the korbanos. Other Mepharshim learn, no, the way it says in our Gemara, that even the Ma'amadis also have an Indian to have, Kahanim, Levim, Rishay Yisraelim, were all a chelik of the Maimid. He's excluding the Mishmar, there was also a Maimid. Maimed means you're not coming to do the actual avodah there. You're just standing there in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Hegiyas man mishmer lalis. There came a time that the mishmer is for sure the kahanim that are doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. And every week, a new set of kahanim came into the Beis Hamikdash. So when it came your week to go up, is kahanim olaviyim oilam Yerushalayim. That's for sure. The kahanim and Leviyim, they left the houses and went up to the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah that week. That week the Kahanim brought the Karbonis, and that week Leviim, they sang the Shir. That was the Mishmar. The Ma'amadis, that was only Be'ikah for the Yisraelim, that the Yisrael should also be there, b'shas they brought the Korban Atomit. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. Eskrim v'yarbo Mishmaris. There are 24 Mishmaris, that means a cycle of 24 weeks, and each week another set of Kahanim came up to the Beis Hamikdash to do the Avodah that week. Beretz Yisrael. There's another 12 mishmaris in Yerichai. So together, that's 36. For the Gemara, shtei mesre b'yirichai, nefish and lotuva, it's too much. We know there are only 24 mishmarim. So how could you say there's another 12 in Yerichai also? So Gemara says like this. Ela means like this. Shtei mesre mehem b'yirichai. Really, there are only 24 mishmarim. Now, out of those 24 Mishmarim, 12 of them also, some of them went to Yerichai, some of them went to Yerushalayim, and some of them went to Yerichai, which is a city outside Yerushalayim. Now, Higiyaz Mana Mishmar Lalis, when it came a time for the Mishmar, this Mishpacha, this is the Mishpacha of the Kahanim now, it's their week now to do the Avodah, is Chatzi HaMishmar Roy Erlam Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, half of the Mishmar, half of this Mishpacha went up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, to do the Avodah, to bring the Kabonis that week in the Beis Hamikdash. The Chatzi HaMishmar, the other half of the Mishpacha, like, Hoya Oilam Yerichai, or I guess it should be Li Yerichai. They went up from wherever they lived, they went up to be in Yerichai that week. And what was the purpose going to Yerichai? K'day Sheyisvaku Mayim Amozen Liachayim Shav Yishlayim. His half of the Mishpacha went up to Yishlayim to do the Avodah. So, Chura, how is their mishpachas back home can have panosa to live on that week? If the husbands, the Kahanim, went up to the Beis Hamikdash to do the Avodah, what's going to be with the rest of their mishpacha that's back home? So the other half of that mishpacha, they go to Yerichai, find that was a place that's easy to make panosa there, or they would collect the money there, whatever, but there they would get enough money to Yisbeku Mayim Mazel Achim Shev Yishlayim. They would have enough water and food there to bring home to the mishpachas of the people, the Kahanim, they went up to Yerushalayim. That was like a division. Half went to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and half of them went to bring panasa to the mishpachas that are home. That's another chelik of the mishmar to the maimodis. Like we said, there are three parts to the maimodis. That half of it, one part is to bring food to the people that went to Yerushalayim. Another part is to be in the Beis Hamikdash Gufa b'shas Kabonis Abroad. And the third part is, we had before, a tainis. That they go in their cities and they make a kenisa, they get together and they fast that week. They fast from Monday until Thursday. That Hashem should accept the kabonis that I brought that week. Omer Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Kahanim, Moleviim, v'Yisraelim, Ma'akvin es HaKorban. You have to have all three of them there in the Beis Hamikdash, b'shas to bring the korban. In other words, this inyan of Yisraelim, the Ma'amodos, that's the kuvay. Like we said before, but every time you bring a korban, the bialim has to be there, b'shas to bring in the korban. So by the korban atomin, it's for the tzibur. It's like the old tzibur is bringing the korbanos. You have to have Yisraelim standing there also. Now Kahanim pshita to do the avoda. Leviim pshita, you need to have the shear. So you need all three, otherwise the korban is no good. The Masnisa Ton and the Brisa we learned like this. We have Shim ben Elozer is Kahanim uLeviim uKli Shir Makvin es HaKorban. Not only Leviim, but they also have the instruments to play the music. Also, it has to be there b'shash to bring the korban. The Gemara says, "With my kamiflegi, what's the machleket the two brises? If the Kahanim have to bring the Kli Shir, the instruments also, Ma Sovar Ikashiru Bepeh." The first price that says the main thing is that Leviim should be there. Whether they have the instruments or not, the korban is still kosher. Because they hold the Ika Shira Likuvam is the peh. As long as the Leviim sing the shir with their mouth, you mekayim the mitzvah shira. Therefore, Likuvam, what has to be there for the korban to be kosher? The Leviim, that's all. Omas Sava, the second price holds Ika Shira Bakli. The Ikara Shira that the Leviim do is the Kli. It's not enough just for them to sing the Pam. They have to also have their instruments there. So therefore, if they don't bring the instruments, they don't play, you're not making the Mitzvah Shira, the Avoda wouldn't be good. The Rashi says, Machvin es HaKorban, Emei Maimid Mikulam Yushlaim. If you don't have all of these three people there, Kahanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim, the Korban is no good. Kirisnan. Like we had before. By every maimid, it means you had to have a chelik of Kahanim, a chelik of Leviim and Yisraelim. Kivan the kulam bailim. Since they're all the bailim, being in Lehevi, kamo agabi avoida. So for this Rashi, it's mashma from the inyan of the maimid alone. Forget about the mishmer. The mishmer is to do the avoida, the Kahanim have to go and actual make the shchita, do the avoida, the zrika. Achutz from the mishmer, there's also an inyan of a maimid. A maimid means that b'shas to bring the korban, you have to be there. Like a regular yochid, if you bring a korban oila, you have to be there b'shas to bring in the korban oila. So by the korban atomid, which is a korban tzibur for the hot tzibur, they have to be representative like of the hot tzibur. So you have to have a Yisrael Kainan there, Leviim there, and Yisraelim there. That's the way this Rashi is mashma. That the maimit itself also is necessary to have a Kayin and a Levi was a chelik of the maimit. It's a big machlekas Rishonim. Other Rishonim learn no, the maimit was only for the Yisraelim. The Kanim and Leviim were only because you needed them for the Avoida. But Rashi is mashma, the maimit itself needed a Kayin and a Levi also. Right, Rashi says the Kli Shir Makvin as a korban plukta b'shloi masech the sukkah we had over Averichin. It's machlekes. The woman here says ikashir b'peh o Kli that the Kahanim play their instruments levsu mekol v'yalma. It's time to make a nice sweet voice, but if you don't have it, still it's kosher. V'chiv andika leviim lemaki mishum Kli Shir. Therefore, as long as you have leviim, it's kosher. The other sheet tells no ikashir b'kli avuv. You have to have a flute there. V'chiv perak achalil. And without the flute, the shira is possible. Omar Rav Choma Baguria. Omar Rav. Moshe Tiken Lehem Yisrael Shemoyne Mishmoris. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one to Masakin a cycle of 8 Mishmoris. That means 8 weeks. The Kahanim, a different set of Kahanim, come each week to do the Avodah. And then they change over again. The cycle was only 8 weeks. That's all. Arbo Mielozer. 4 weeks of the Mishpacha from Elozer. Vidalad Mi Summer. And then the next 4 weeks came Kahanim from the Mishpacha of Isamar, the two sons of Aaron. And then the cycle started over again. Rashi says, Arba mi'elozer, mi'bonim shel'elozer, sh'osim mem dalad mishmoros. From the children of Elozer, Moshe made 4 mishmoros, means a set of 4 weeks, that each week these people went to the Beis HaMikdash to do their korbanos. But B'shas Moshe wasn't the Beis Hamikdash, it was the Mishkan. B'shas they had the Mishkan to do the Karbonis. Well, Gemara Gormala, Gemara learns out. That's what Rav Chama Bar Gruya says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was only Misakin 8. Bar Shmuel, then Shmuel came, V'midim al Shesh Asorah. He made 16 Mishmaras, he doubled it. Not only 8, he made it to 16. But David, then David HaMelech came, V'midim al Esrim V'yabor. He had another 8, and now you have 24 Mishmaras. So how do we have 24? That's what Rashi says, Nevi'im, Rishonim means David and Shmuel, they were Misakin to have 24 Mishmaras. Shinema the Pasuk says, Bishnasa boyim lemalchus David nidrashu v'yimtzu bem gibor yachayil biyazor gila. Mashma David Melech, this pasuk Masham Sorgen about nidrash, he was the one to masakin to make mishmarim. That he was masakin to make more mishmaris. So Mashma David Melech also had to do with making the mishmaris. Yeah. Meis we have a kasher in this. Moshe tikkun lem Yisrael l'shmoyne mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin 8 mishmaris. Arba mi Elozer v'yaba mi Soma. Bo David and Shmuel v'mid malesum v'yabo. Here it's mashma right away. David and Shmuel together, like right away, made a 24. Shenemar heima yisad David u'Shmuel haraya b'yemunosum. So l'chur it's mashma. The Rashi says it's yufti rav chomad yom and Shmuel v'mid mal yudvav. Before we learned that Shmuel made it to 16 mishmaris. V'David v'mid mal chavdalit. So Hashemini made a tavaya by the Dodi Takninu. And here it's Mashma that no, right away together was 24. So what's this Hokikoma? Mi Yisaydil Shal David Shmuel Haramasi Haramidim Alessim Viyabu. Not that they both made it together like 24, but between both of them, it came out there was 24. Renechnami. By Shmuel alone was only 16. David Melech later, he was Masakin another 8 to have 24 together. So Martan Yidduch learned another price like this. Moshe tikkun lehem liYisrael sheish asar mishmaris. This is not like the first of Chama Bar Gruya. Here the Brisa says that Moshe Rabbeinu was masak in a cycle of 16 weeks. 16 mishmaris. Like every week, for 16 weeks, is a different mishpacha, different kanim come to do the avoida. Shemayna mi'aloza, he's masak in a cycle of 8 weeks. That from the children of Elozer, those kanim come to do the avoida. Who shemayna mi'asomer. The next 8 weeks from the children of his summer, he made 16 weeks, a cycle of 16. Ukisharabu b'nei Elozer al b'nei his summer. When later there were more children, more kahanim from Elozer than there was from his summer, cholkum v'yamidim alesum v'yabo. He like made another 8 to the b'nei Elozer and left his summer the way it is. So his summer only has 8, and Elozer has 16. So together you have 24. Shenemar the pasuk says. Vayimotzu bnei Elozer rabim l'rashi gibberim min bnei Yisomer. Vayachokim bnei Elozer roshim l'veis ovis sheish asorah. The later they saw that bnei Elozer was a lot. There were a lot of children of bnei Elozer, so they made from them a cycle of 16 weeks. Olivnei Yisomer l'veis ovisim shemayna, and they left it the way from bnei Yisomer. They left it the way it was originally. It was only 8. They left those alone. They left those 8 alone. So Chofer, here's the Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin 16, and then of course B'nai Elozer became bigger, that's where you had the 24. So not that Moshe was first Masakin 8, and then Shmuel 16, and then David 24, here it's Mashmas differently. That first Moshe was Masakin 16, and then because it came so big, you're Masakin another 8, to get 24. For Yomer, another, the Pasuk says, Vaitin Divriya Yomim, that Beis Av Echot Ochos LeElozer, there was one Ochos LeElozer, the Yochas Ochidli summer, and another chilek was the summer. So actually says based on Echad Elozer, Echad Ochidli summer. The Yimsu Bnei Elozer Rab in the Rosh Gaborim. But this is the end. So actually, the Echad Ochidli summer, Mashoyim Metchila Ochidli summer. Achuzem Ata Kibetchila. Shlahir Bralayim Shum Beisav. That is the way Isam had before. He stayed the same way. He didn't multiply. He had 8 mishmarim and stayed 8. It's only Elozer that first had 8. He multiplied. He had 16. For the more my v'yom, what do you have the second pasuk for? The chitayim, maybe you tell me ki heichad in afisha b'nei Elozer. The same way later the pasuk just says that b'nei Elozer multiplied. So the more children, they gave them twice as much mishmarim. Maybe hochi narmed in afisha b'nei summer. Maybe b'nei summer also became more. that means Shmoyne Mikara Bohevi, that maybe at the beginning there was only four. That maybe this wouldn't be, maybe it wouldn't be a Kashan of Chama Bagruya. Maybe at the beginning Moshe Rabbeinu was only Mesak and four. And even B'nai Sama later became more. And that's why B'nai Sama had eight later on. So Gemara says on this note, Toshima, that Beis Av Echot Ochet Elazar, the Echot Ochet Li Sama, that Isama stayed the way it was originally. Isama didn't change. Mashma, at the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu made Isama eight Mishmarim. And those eight still stayed at the end. It's only Elazar, he multiplied. So his children at the beginning had eight Mishmarim, and then later they gave him another eight Mishmarim. His Akoponus Mashma clearly from these Psukim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu Matchilo was Mesakin the Mishmaris, the cycle of Kahanim, when they come to do the Avodah, he was Mesakin 16 Mishmarim. 8 from B'nai Elazar, and 8 from B'nai Samar. So the Churat Yuf to the Rav Chama Bar Guruya. This is the Stira to Rav Chama Bar Guruya. That he said, Moshe Rabbeinu was only Mesakin 4 Mishmarim from B'nai Elazar, and 4 B'nai Samar. Only 8. And here is Mashma clearly, Moshe was Mesakin at the beginning, 16. So what does Einachanami? Omulach Rav Chama Bar Guruya, Rav Chama Guruya answers you like this and says, Tanoihi, Einachanami, Yamaski Mesakin Achleikas Tanoim. V'yano Diyamr Kiyai Tana. Me, Rav Chama Bagruri, he was only an Amira, he holds like this Tana. You have one Brisa true that says Moshe was Mesakin 16. But there's another Tana that holds out like that. The Yom HaShemayna, there's another Tana that says Moshe Rabbeinu Matchila was only Mesakin 8 Mishmarim. And Rav Chama Bagruri holds like that. That Moshe first was Mesakin 8, then later Shmuel came was Mesakin another 8, 16, and then David HaMelech came was Mesakin more, another 8 to be 24 altogether. Tana Rabbonin, Arbo Mishmarois Oila Min Hagoyla. By after the Churban Bais Rishon, they went into Bavel into Golus. Then later, when Ezra went up to build the Bais Hamikdash Hasheni, there were only four Mishmarois from the first Bais Hamikdash that went up. Arbo Mishmarois Oila Min Hagoyla. When Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Bais Hamikdash, only four Mishmarois left Bavel and went up with Ezra. The Rashi says, Olim Min Hagoyla. The Bais Sheni. The rest of the Mishmar and the rest of the Kahanim stayed in Bavel. A lot of Yisraelim wanted to still stay in Bavel. They didn't want to come up to Eretz Yisrael. So how many Mishmarim of the original 24, only 4 of them came up now, only 4 Mishpachis came up now to the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, at the beginning at least. These are the 4 Mishpachis that came up right away. Yadyo, Cherim, Pashchur, V'yema. These 4 Mishpachas, they came up right away. Now, out of these 4 Mishpachas, Omdu Nevi'im Shebeneim, the Nevi'im then multiplied, divided them up, V'chilkom V'midim Alesim V'yabor. Again, at the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they all